Welcome to the Story Engine Podcast, where we teach you how to make marketing easier, more powerful, and fun through storytelling. I'm your host, Kyle Gray. Each week, we learn from top entrepreneurs, influencers, and world changers on how to share your story through content, copywriting, and speaking, and how to make your message your most powerful marketing tool. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Story Engine Podcast. My name is Kyle Gray and today I am in San Diego, taking a little break from the Big Island to visit a few clients and many friends here in San Diego. And I have been reflecting on my own entrepreneurial journey since I've been here. One of the colleagues I have that I collaborate a lot with let me know that I needed to update my branding, particularly on this podcast. The image that I've used as the featured image on this podcast doesn't quite reflect me anymore. And when she shared that with me, I lamented the fact that my business and who I serve and the problem that I solve has shifted many times over the years. So a page or some branding that I did back in 2018 isn't as relevant as it is now. And this is a natural thing for entrepreneurs to have as we grow and improve and refine. There are parts of our brand that will start to get a little outdated, but it's kind of like a bunch of weeds growing in the garden that you have to trim down. And when you start to get a lot of weeds in the garden, it feels like a lot of work, but it's really a good problem to have. At the same time, I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot. I've evolved a lot as an entrepreneur, and I've really come a long way. And I want to share how far I've come with telling you about some of the first entrepreneurial money I ever made, the most valuable pocket change I ever made, 27 cents. And so for a long time, I never really thought of myself as an entrepreneur. I thought entrepreneurship was a world reserved for MBAs who knew about business. And when I thought of the word business, I thought of people in tall glass buildings with starch blue shirts and suits looking over charts, like a stock photo or something. I wasn't sure what I wanted from life, but I was clear that anything that looked like those stock photos that I was picturing in my head was not the life I wanted to live. I didn't know anything about business, and I unfortunately didn't have any big ideas for the next Facebook or Uber or Facebook meets Uber. Now, I had always been creative. I would often get lost in making music, 3D animations, graphic designs, poems, blogging, whatever caught my interest at the time. And though I was creating all of these things, I never thought them worthy to put them online, maybe other than a free site on Tumblr or something like that. But showcasing them on a website of my own where I had the domain and was doing all that seemed really far away from me. It never occurred to me that I could make a living from this creative drive online, or that I would be able and capable of figuring that out. And I was so used to being a consumer that it had never occurred to me that I could create other things that people would want. Like many people, I thought that if you wanted to make money, you needed to get a job and earn a paycheck, or at least that was the kind of work that I was cut out for. Now, all this started to change as I was doing some exchanges and traveling and really wanting to figure out how I could travel and live around the world. And I came across a website called escapethecity.com, and I saw a posting from something called the Tropical MBA by Dan Andrews. It was an invitation to join a group of people in the Philippines to build businesses that would give you the freedom to travel. I started listening to entrepreneurial podcasts for a while as a sort of infotainment. I loved hearing the stories of how people would leave their job to build a business and travel at the same time, and I wanted that myself. Travel had always been a big catalyst of personal growth, and the idea of only getting 14 to 20 days off a year to do it never really sat well with me. And I was hoping for some sort of business idea to appear so that I could have permission and the freedom to start creating it and to travel at the same time. I wanted something that, of course, nobody was doing yet, that wouldn't have any competition. That's what I wanted at the time. I wanted to make a move that would be smooth sailing from day one and would be a great, perfect overnight success business. And I kept waiting for this idea and it never showed up. But I did find something that I thought I stood a chance at. Continuing to research and learn about these group of entrepreneurs that were building businesses out in Southeast Asia, I came across the Empire Flippers podcast. This is a show where two guys talk about the practice of creating websites using a simple formula that delivered predictable results. They had left their jobs in the U.S. to start this business and formed a team to help them build, buy, and sell these websites at scale. It's amazing now because today they are on the Forbes top 5,000 fastest growth businesses and are helping flip millions of dollars in different websites and businesses every day now. They've grown a tremendous amount since this story I'm sharing with. And after a year or two of listening to podcasts and infotainment and just waiting around for this amazing idea, it was time for me to start taking action. It was the beginning of the summer, and I was about to leave a full-time job to take on some student jobs to pay for school. And I had a few months where I had some extra time to really experiment and practice on building some kind of business. The Empire Flippers had an ebook at the time that outlined a process for creating a website that could attract visitors and collect money from those visitors clicking on ads and earning ad revenue. It seemed simple enough to me. I could put up a few websites, put ads on them, and have this passive income flowing in no time. Sounded great. So I purchased a starter kit from the Empire Flippers, which included a few websites they had already built, a few domains, which are like addresses or real estate of a website that you can purchase to build a website on that were promising for certain search keywords. And after fumbling through GoDaddy and Bluehost and a bunch of these things, I was ready to roll. Hey friends, I wanted to take a quick break from the podcast to share something really exciting with you. You see, over the last few years, I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs, coaches, and thought leaders just like you create powerful and high-converting presentations that allows them to enroll their customers and grow their business with their story. I've worked with many brilliant thought leaders and well-known names, and I've worked with many aspiring thought leaders who are just getting started. And I have found that there are five key and common mistakes that most people are making when creating presentations that are killing their sales. These mistakes are often counterintuitive, and so sometimes I need to employ some brutal honesty in order to get it through to my clients how important it is to correct these mistakes. I've gotten these mistakes written down in a guide that I use with all of my clients, and I want to share this same guide with you so you can avoid these costly and painful mistakes in your next presentation and start to see a boost in your sales as soon as you start to correct them. If you'd like this list, go to thestoryengine.co/honest. That's thestoryengine.co/honest, and I would love to know what you think and what you're working on. All right, let's get back to the show. So this was a process of looking at keywords that got a small amount of search traffic, but didn't have a website that was currently trying to target those specific keywords. So you would build a site around a particular keyword and try to dominate this little niche for traffic. Now, let me tell you, these were some really glorious sites like plaidpants.org. I really own that site. Glutenfreecrackers.net and catalyticconverterproblems.info. Very interesting keywords, right? Very interesting content on the sites too, let me tell you. So ideally, if anyone searched something like plaid pants in Google, you would have a site ready to help them with a few articles about plaid pants. You would put some ads up using a tool called Google AdSense, and visitors would come and read the articles or the content and then click, and you would make a few cents. And so I was off, looking through keywords, trying to find words I could rank for and be profitable, and building my sites. Again, that first site of mine, plaidpants.org. It took me about a week to put together. Figuring out all the mechanics and technical stuff around setting up a site was challenging, but nothing that some grit and a few Google searches could not fix. I paid a few writers on Fiverr to write me a few articles about plaid pants, and again, they were riveting, let me tell you. Once the sites were up, I would anxiously check Google AdSense for any results. And then it happened. Someone visited one of my sites and clicked on an ad. I had made 27 cents. Now, this may seem like a pittance, but something really important happened with these 27 cents. I had proven to myself that it was possible for me to make a living with my own efforts. I didn't need a job, I didn't need an employer to come between me and making a living. I felt like Tom Hanks in Castaway the first time he made fire.
I have made fire. Yes, Wilson. Come on, baby, light my fire.
So I didn't have the business that was smooth sailing and gave me so much money that I could just quit my day job and go straight to buying a boat. But I had proven to myself that a different path was possible. With those few cents, I had taken the first step to reverse the programming in my head that told me I couldn't be an entrepreneur, or that building a website was too hard, or that there was no way that I could figure out how to do what I wanted to do online. But because of those few cents, I knew I could do so much more. Now, in the end, after about 4 months of working on this, I had lost interest in the process. It didn't work for me. And entrepreneurs go through a lot of these cycles of trying out different things. I had invested a total of around $500 and dozens of hours of free time into these sites. And how much did I come away with? $91.63. But in order to hit the minimum payout threshold for Google to send you a check to give you that money, you need to make at least $100. So that money ended up being held by Google for about 2 years until I had written a blog post talking about the story of creating these websites. And I put an ad at the bottom of the post, and a few glorious readers gave it a few clicks. And a few years later, I got my Google money. Now, getting that $100 was great, but the real reward was I had learned how to build websites. I had learned how to create content. I had learned how to hire writers to help build this website. And I put together a set of skills that would later land me an apprenticeship working for a startup that would become the foundation for this very podcast, this very skill set, and the book that I built this brand all around. From the humble beginnings of Plaid Pants has sprung a life that I am very proud of and clients that I love to work with. And it's been 9 years since I had built that website, and what a journey it's been. And if I wouldn't have started, I knew that Plaid Pants wasn't going to be the most amazing thing I ever created. But I started on that. I started on the process, started creating, and I've been showing up day after day ever since. And that's the process, friends. We've got to show up every day, lean into that unknown, make something new that's stretching our limits, and continue to grow and learn. And so I encourage you to honor those humble beginnings wherever you're starting from, and know that they can lead to such incredible and unexpected things down the road, even if you can't get your Google ad money right away. Thanks for listening to the Story Engine Podcast, and please share this episode with somebody who needs to hear this message. And if you enjoyed it, leave me a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Story Engine Podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes and resources mentioned on this episode and every other episode at thestoryengine.co. If you're looking to learn more about how to use storytelling to grow your business, then check out my new book, Selling with Story: How to Use Storytelling to Become an Authority, Boost Sales, and Win the Hearts and Minds of Your Audience. This book will equip you with actionable strategies and templates to help you share your unique value and build trust in presentations, sales, and conversations both online and offline. Learn more at sellingwithstory.co. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.